For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney. Texas Tech professor Luis Herrera Estrella is known worldwide for his work with cotton's genome, and he's the university's first National Academy of Sciences faculty member. The native of Mexico will begin his second year in the Department of Plant and Soil Science this fall, and he is hopeful that his research and that of colleagues he's still recruiting will make a lasting mark.
I came to Texas Tech because I felt that there was an opportunity and a challenge to make a difference. And that's why I'm here. I'm going to establish a world-class research program. I will recruit the people we need. And that later probably will bring a lot of resources back to the university. So this investment they made in me, I think it will be fully retributed in the future. I came to make a difference in the scientific atmosphere of Texas Tech. And I hope you ask me that my presence here, we serve to attract other prominent scientists and other members of the National Academy.
Herrera Estrella's arrival in Lubbock was aided by a $5 million grant from the Texas Governor's University Research Initiative, which the university matched. Herrera Estrella, who was elected to the National Academy of Sciences in 2003, is building a team of researchers who will help him in the newly established Center for Functional Genomics of Abiotic Stress. New greenhouse facilities will enable the group's work. The South Plains is the world's largest contiguous cotton-growing patch, and with a dwindling Ogallala aquifer, Herrera Estrella's work will examine how plants adapt to thrive in the presence of extreme heat and cold, drought, and in the presence of brackish water sources.
We need to work hard to improve the genetics of cotton because farmers are now suffering because of drought. It will get worse. So we need to use any technology available to improve not only drought tolerance, but we need to develop varieties that produce high-quality fiber on the drought conditions because drought decreases the fiber quality.
Herrera Estrella already has hired 2 postdoc fellows and as many as 4 PhD students to join his research team here. He's still working to get 2 principal investigators, one a specialist in population genomics and the other in genome editing. He says he initially had doubts about being able to persuade high-quality researchers to come to Lubbock.
I wasn't sure that we were going to be able to attract such people to Texas Tech because we are in a small university compared with the top 10, and we are in a small city in a remote place in Texas. And that's a challenge to bring in people. But they like the idea of this new institute. I think they have seen my work and they trust that I can lead a competitive work.
Despite his worldwide recognition, Herrera Estrella says he didn't feel he and his research garnered notice or import in Mexico. He says he feels differently in Lubbock.
It's the first time in my life that I felt I was a little bit special. And the reception I had and the way people treat me, it's really something that I didn't experience before. It's gratifying and I get self-confidence because I feel that I'm respected.
Cotton, known as the fabric of our lives, faces stiff competition these days from polyesters and other oil-based synthetic materials. Herrera Estrella says there is one natural material that cotton could be spun with to create fibers stronger than synthetics.
Silk. That is much stronger than the synthetic fibers. It's more flexible and has nicer properties. It is a big challenge, but you could start combining different biological polymers to produce something equal or even better than the synthetic fibers. So there are ways of really impacting this technology, but we need to do a good research program and get support from the producers and the government.
For Inside Texas Tech on FM 89.1, I'm Betsy Blaney.